And the reason it's important to come from the legislative arm of this city, because it represents the community and it represents the city as a whole. And also it speaks to what has not transpired prior you asked the same state attorney office to investigate it. And the difference with this one is I'm asking for you to pass a resolution for the Justice Department to investigate, which have not investigated.
Martin Chambers' shooting was ruled to be justifiable after the 1967 shootings. In 1990, the Chambers family asked the city of Tampa to reopen an investigation. It was reviewed by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and again, the shooting was found justifiable. The current resolution was sponsored by City Councilman Thomas Scott.
I agree and I concur with you. It's an opportunity to put this issue to rest, or at least to bring some comfort and peace to the minds of the family and this community. I agree with you 100% on that.
Robin McKinney from the city's legal department referred to federal legislation pending in Congress that could appropriate some $100 million to revisit the murders, like Martin Chambers, from the civil rights era.
It's passed in the House. It has not yet passed in the Senate, but it has been reviewed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that is the legislation that will allocate a special position at the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate specifically the cold cases from the civil rights era.